Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Enterprise Dish. We are hanging out with our favorite Office 365 expert, Mr. Dux. How is it going, my man?
I'm doing fantastic. Again, thank you for having me.
It's a fun time. I think, there's a lot of things going on in the world, as people listening to this know, I'm a big fan of Teams. I know you are too. And this month was more full. The bucket was definitely more full than previous months. We had Inspire, which Dux, you, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, participated in. How'd that go for you?
Inspire actually was very, very good. Obviously, this is my 11th Inspire, and this is the first time it's been done virtually. Mm-hmm. I thought Microsoft did a fantastic job in making it as engaging as much as they can, similar to previous events. So a lot of good content, a lot of good connections, and they did it in a way where it's so inclusive. Everybody in the world got to participate 48 hours straight. It's free, so it was good.
Yeah, there was a lot of good news came out of this, and I got a couple questions for you on some of this. So one of the big announcements, well, to lay the groundwork from people who aren't familiar with Inspire, it's a partner conference for Microsoft. It's sort of their, I don't want to say sales kickoff, but it's getting, well, inspiring their people like Dux to go out and build great, awesome things in the office world and how to learn more about, you know, what's coming down the pipeline from Microsoft. But one of the things that they announced that has piqued my interest, certainly, is they're improving app integrations inside the team experience. Now, you can build apps. I believe AvePoint has built some apps that live inside of Teams, mm-hmm. and they're giving more power to this Dataflex layer. They're going to help with virtual agents and really improve the Power Platform. Is that sound about right, Dux?
Pretty much, especially the fact that the Teams is growing, and what Microsoft's focused on, especially you talk about their new fiscal year and their kickoff, right? Specific to Microsoft 365 and Teams is the extensibility story of Teams. Certainly today, there's a lot of capabilities you could do with Teams between calling and collaboration. There's already a store where you can put apps into it, but then they're making that better and more extendable, hooking it up to other Microsoft technology, as you mentioned, the Power Platform, and opening up this world of possibilities with the integration, or easier integration, I should say, of the Common Data Service, which is now Dataflex, and you know, the virtual agents and the bots. So it's really in time.
Yeah, so here's sort of my question to you now. This is more of a general, broad question. If people are listening, have apps that they use, I'd love to know. What is your actual experience with third-party apps and Teams? Now, you know, setting the groundwork, my personal experience is I honestly don't really use that many yet. And I'm curious if that was sort of Microsoft's driving force between, like, look, we can see app usage. There's a lot of good apps out there, but nobody's really using them, so we're giving them more power. I'm curious how you see the extensibility and how it impacts you.
Yeah, I think, so to your first question, right? Are these apps good? Just like any type of apps, like think about your experience with your phones where apps are prevalent. There are good apps or not so good apps, right? So it's similar in the app world in Teams. Now, moving forward, as people mature, as they get more comfortable with the use of Teams beyond calling, beyond collaboration, the next logical step is, okay, what else can I do with Teams so it can improve what I do in my daily work and, you know, make me save more time or make me much more efficient? So that's the next logical step. Now, from a perspective of, are there useful apps out there? Absolutely. So for example, the way we're building apps, we have two apps right now. It's called Ava, AvePoint Virtual Assistant. That's free. And we have another app called MyHub. We get feedback from customers as to challenges or opportunities that they see with Teams. So Ava, for example, it's free, and it addresses the situation where, let's say yourself, you delete an email or delete a file or you can't find stuff. And the common model today is you go back to IT and say, hey, can you get my email back that I deleted 3 weeks ago? Because there's really no easy way for a knowledge worker to retrieve that. Whereas with Ava, essentially, it's like talking to somebody. It's a bot. It's automated. You can say, hey, Ava, I need my email back. And obviously, respect security and all that. So in that way of helping you retrieve information, for me, that's very useful. Now, certainly, there's other apps out there, too, looking up weather or booking flights. Those are certainly really relevant to people who engage with those type of data. So it comes down to very purpose-built and addresses the business needs that or business challenges that you may be dealing with.
Yeah, just some and one interesting data point that Microsoft, and I don't love quoting their own marketing verbiage, but you can't ignore this number because it's so big. So Microsoft 365, which is sort of the top tier, the big kumbaya for Microsoft, did $20 billion in revenue last year, and Teams is an integral part of that. And so my gut says that the
Wait, you're talking about last year or last quarter?
I believe it was last quarter, actually.
You're talking about the recent earnings
Yeah,
report,
yeah,
right?
yeah.
Yeah. So most likely it's last quarter, but we'll check on that.
Yeah. It's a massive part of Microsoft's go forward strategy. And the App Store to me still feels like it's in infancy, if you will,
Yes.
and that we're going to see a lot more of that curation and growing up. One key example of this, and I'm going to put myself in the limelight, at least for the next few months, and you'll see why here, is Power BI. Power BI is getting a pretty significant enhancement inside of Teams. To date, it's not so great. And Dux, here's where I'm putting myself in the limelight. I'm going to build my first Power app that integrates with Power BI because we have a very serious use case for it at our company, right? Google
Right.
Analytics ties into Power BI. We
Yes.
run web properties. I'm undertaking the challenge here to figure out how to build dashboards that are functional and useful that live inside of Teams for my company.
Yeah, I mean, if you need pointers, I'd be happy to walk you through it because that's what we do, at least for my team, the marketing
Oh,
organization.
nice.
We track a lot of data sources. Obviously, a lot of them are not Microsoft technology. We use Google Analytics. We track our PPC spend, social as well, so we can see all these things and we can track where, for example, a customer clicked on and did it move to our sales funnel, all that good stuff. All that's visualized in Power BI.
Yeah, and I might take you up on that offer because we do have several tools. I mean, it's not that we don't use tools today, that we absolutely do. But much like many other companies, we are living inside of Teams. And if I can put a little icon on everybody's, little side thing, and they can click that and be like, oh, this is where we're at today, rather than having to jump through, several different apps, it's going to be a
Exactly.
huge efficiency win for us.
And last but not the least, I know somebody who lives in your neck of the woods, right? Shane
Yeah,
Young, I
I'm
believe.
not here.
He knows a little
Yes.
thing about that.
Shane has already pitched his services, and I offered him a six pack of beer, and he hasn't responded. No, I'm just kidding. Shane is right. Shane lives 15 minutes from me, and he is a Power Apps master. And so we're going to get through this. Honestly, the thing I'm waiting for right now is I don't have that new Power BI experience yet inside of Teams, and I'm not going to start this until we have it because I just want to learn all on the new side rather than get started with the old stuff and then have to transition. So once that rolls out, I am going to be diving into that, and I love that kind of stuff.
One thing I have to give props to Microsoft too is with all these new goodness, they also provide tons of great learning and a lot of good assets out there for people to pick up and learn these things, especially the Power Platform, right? Where really the core message around the Power Platform is citizen development. It's for folks that are not hardcore developers to be able to build solutions exactly as how you're just and they're equipping folks with all these wonderful resources. And at Inspire, for example, they just announced a lot more resources and certifications. So it's really encouraging to see Microsoft not only introducing new tech, but opening it up for all different kinds of people with different background.
The other thing too that I'm waiting to roll out to my tenant, I need to send Mr. Teeper a fruit basket, is the new tasks that Microsoft has announced. Microsoft, they're calling it Microsoft 365 Tasks, I believe, and it's coming. It's not on my tenant yet because Dux, here's the one use case scenario that I'm waiting for. One, and there's workarounds for this. Is let you know we're using Teams right now and we're having a meeting. I do this multiple times a day. I'm sure you do too. I want an easy place to to input action items, even if they're not for me, as we're working inside the meeting. And I think the Tasks app is going to be my solution to really kind of hammer that out.
Correct, correct. And also extending that further, right? Imagine in this meeting right now, we're in Teams, you have a bot listening. And
Oh,
then
yeah.
everything we say, okay, Brad, you do this, Dux, you do that, the bot will take notice of it and just assign that task. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be pretty cool. I mean that's effectively automating the manual task I'm trying to get incorporated in to Teams effectively, just because we've made some decisions on at our company just to move more into Teams, right? We have
Sure.
different solutions across the board, and it just doesn't make sense to be jumping in and out of different web apps. While they are great services, we've already got Teams, and the stuff just keeps coming, and it's like, why jump in and out? And so we're making that migration pretty much across, whole hog, as they say.
Great.
All right, Ducks. More team stuff like this. It's really incredible. Have you seen the stuff they've done with the NBA?
Oh yeah, together mode.
Yeah.
I
So.
mean, it's a phenomenal idea, but I'm thinking those must be massive screens they have.
Yeah, I want to see the behind the scenes. Like, did they drape like green screens over, or like how did they actually? Whatever they did, Microsoft has come up with a really cool solution to make it look like people are actually watching NBA game. Granted, it does sort of look like a video game, but we are 1 week into this. It's going to evolve and get better. Well, actually, hopefully, we evolve to actually going back to games. But it's a really neat use case of what they've come up with.
Yeah,
So.
absolutely. We use it too internally when it first came out. Certainly, it has to do with also, if you have good lighting and good camera, because sometimes it looks wonky, right? Depending on how far, how close the camera, the scale is not similar. So there's that. But overall, I agree. It's a phenomenal idea, great use case, and just takes this meeting experience a whole new level. And frankly, I think it can attract a lot of people who like Zoom because that's what people love Zoom, right? Everybody's on camera, but now Microsoft took it to the next level.
Yeah, and I will be fully transparent. I still thought it was a gimmick when they first kind of talked about it, but then they came up with the scenario of imagine a teacher talking to a classroom, and you can see all the
That's
pupils
right.
sitting in, simulated desks. I'm like, yeah, that's a lot better than talking to 49 different squares. So neat stuff. There's also a new dynamic view, which is filtering that is coming. To Dux's point, getting lighting and video is extremely hard, and so given your environment, it's going to just give you a little bit more control. So just a lot of stuff. It's incredible how much Microsoft is
Yeah,
shoving out.
I won't surprise if they start coming out with like Snapchat or TikTok like filters. Why not?
I if this was like 6 months ago, I would have been like, they're not gonna. Now I'm like, yeah, why not? Like, if they clearly have the technology to apply all this stuff, why not? I mean, at this point, just keep throwing it in there. Microsoft, it's. We, Dux and I talked right before this about how people working remotely is going to change the retail space. But I think Microsoft has proven, as one of the world's most valuable companies, how well they can continue to work remotely, not being literally in the same office. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've already seen, right? This is not even a pilot exercise anymore. This
Yeah.
is the next normal, as they would say it. 4 or 5 months in, Teams is now, or not necessarily Teams, but just remote work technology is now the status quo. Now, given there's certain parts of the world or work or industry that you just can't do remotely, but a lot of people are now used to this, right? Now, I still miss face-to-face. There's definitely still going to be element of that, but moving forward as we, come out of this, I believe a lot of this remote type of work and technology would just be standard issue.
And it's going to build on apps. I'm very intrigued by the app narrative that Microsoft is building here, and going to see how this evolves. But Doug's talking about, good things in your background back there. I believe it says "Love thy neighbor." Is that what it says?
That's
"Love your
right. Love your
neighbor."
neighbor. Right
Yeah,
there, right there.
right there. You guys, meaning AvePoint, are doing something called Tech for Good. Can you give us a, give us a, the details on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So internally as a company, we've always thought about, look, what can we do to serve others, serve our community? And this has been our DNA since the beginning of the formation of AvePoint. We have an internal initiative called IDEA. It's called Inclusion, Diversity, Equality, and Allyship, where not only we provide a lot of awareness and education amongst our colleagues around the world, but we also talk about and encourage people to think about how we give back to the community. So we've done things like help the Red Cross during the Australian bushfires early this year. We run, a lot of campaigns for charity we can support. One of our colleagues, Sam, he's in DC. He said, you know what? During this COVID time, since a lot of kids are learning remotely, there's a lot of underserved families where they don't have technology. And it's going to be a problem as we look at the next school year, especially here in the US. So he did his research. He partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of America. We talked to Microsoft, and Microsoft's very supportive, Voices for Innovation. So essentially, what we're launching, or we've already launched, is this Tech for Good. If you have any laptop, tablet, or old cell phones that's no older than 8 years old, we're going to send you a box. It's very easy. You put your device there, and this certified Microsoft refurbisher company, it's called Sage, they'll clean your machine, they'll put a new OS, and then working with Boys and Girls Club, we'll figure out which communities that these devices can go to support the next school year. So it's free. And by the way, even if you don't have a Microsoft technology, if you have, Google phones or Android or iPhones, they'll take that too and they'll refurbish it as well. So it's a great initiative, and it's open to anybody. Tell your friends, your family, share on Facebook. We'll share the link, and there's ready-made information that you can share as well.
It's very important. I can't stress enough what Dux is talking about, because the digital divide, as was referred to, last year, is only going to grow exponentially right now.
Yes.
And trying to reach every possible person that they can, it's a very, very good cause, and I will be contributing myself. So
Thank
that will
you.
be, that'll be good.
Don't I don't know about Windows phones, so
Dang it, Ducks. I had like 34. No, I'm just kidding. I've got I actually pulled them out before this. I've got two laptops underneath me that I
Thank you,
am
sir.
going to be donating here. My wife and I have talked about it. She is all in favor of it. And Ducks, we thank you for putting this
No,
together. It's
thank
been
you. Thank you. And just spreading this word, right? Again, it's open to everybody. The more we can do it, the better. Hopefully, we're going to close this by August 31st in time for the next school year.
Yep, which that is fast approaching. That is very fast approaching. I think as we all kind of sit on our hands and wonder what's going to happen, Ducks, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule and everybody else for tuning in. You can find those good links down below. Find Ducks on Twitter, learn more about AvePoint and all that good stuff. And we'll catch all of you right back here next time.